This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Sunday, December 7th. God's word for you today is emotional capacity. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2, and it says, "Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare, lengthen your cords, and strengthen your stakes." Build spiritual capacity, intellectual capacity, and physical capacity. The fourth area you need to build capacity is emotional capacity. For instance, do you have the emotional capacity to handle difficult people? Or would you rather run away and hide in a cave? God needs you to relate with difficult people for you to get to where you are going. If you keep running away, you will not be able to enter into the promised land. Even if you enter the promised land, you will run yourself out of it because you do not have the emotional capacity required. You need to build emotional capacity. The first step to building emotional capacity is stay, breathe. Ask God for wisdom and strength, and God will strengthen you. How do you handle difficult situations? The economy of the world is taking a big hit. You need emotional capacity to handle difficult situations. Someone was telling me how some Gen Z sent to her office was requesting for a room where they can take five. And she was like, "What do you mean take five?" And the lady said, "We need a room where we can go for our mental health. Mental health is important, but increasingly, we are churning out more and more weak people that cannot stand the pressure of time. At certain schools today, they do not write exams anymore because they do not want to pressure the children. It is too much emotional pressure for the children to face exams. It is affecting their mental health. Guess what? They will pass all the students, right? Then they will graduate and enter the real world, and life will begin to give them hard knocks. Life has no respect for your curriculum. Life deals with everybody equally. The rich, poor, strong, weak, everybody. When the rain falls, it falls on everybody. When the sun shines, it shines on everybody. That is life. Life can be brutal if you do not train your children to be strong. That is why a lot of young people need to rely on substances to even face the day. And that is why the rate of suicide is increasing among young people. They cannot stand life. It is too hard. Life is brutal. What we can do is train our children to be stronger. You are here today because you are strong. See all that you have gone through, but you are still here. So why are you dropping the standard for your children? Know that life is not going to treat them any differently. You need to build your emotional capacity and build emotional capacity in your children. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the wisdom and grace to enlarge the place of my emotional capacity, to lengthen my cords and strengthen my stakes, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.